This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, we're back. Hi, I'm Glenn the Geek. We're still in Ocala, Florida. We haven't moved.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 2nd, episode 1843, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
More than 200 million Americans dealing with an Arctic blast, winter weather alerts from the Rockies to New England, even into the deep south.
Millions of Americans are battling dangerously low temperatures as a cold outbreak continues to freeze much of the U.S.
It's been a record white Christmas in Erie, Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says a winter snowstorm that began midnight on Christmas Day had dropped 54.5 inches of snow by late Tuesday morning, shattering the previous two-day state record of 44
Dude,
inches
stop.
Set in 1958.
Turn this off. Turn it off.
It's done.
Like, what a D move that was, because those people that are in it know it. Okay, you need to remind them that it's freezing ass cold where they are. Oh my God. I'm so sorry for all you people that live. I've lived up there and it's awful all the time, but especially when you're having this kind of stuff happen. Oh my gosh. Yeah, don't play any more of that. They know it's cold.
Well, it was just to set up our show today, because we'll be talking a little bit about that.
We'll talk about that coming up, but I do have to report on something very big that happened in my home yesterday. And we're going to get to resolutions here in a second, but I would like to point out that in a house divided, I came out as the conqueror. And what I'm talking about is the Georgia Bulldogs played the Oklahoma Sooners in the Rose Bowl last night. Which, by the way, Chad graduated from Oklahoma. I lived in Athens for a long time. My dad went there. My brother went there. I mean, it's like our family is Georgia Bulldogs and my husband's Oklahoma Sooners. He went there and we win 54-48 last night in double overtime. They said the most exciting Rose Bowl in history. I don't watch football and I don't like football, but I actually watched this game because it's part of
that. That had to be one of the highest scoring Rose Bowls ever if you add the total points up.
54-48. I mean, it was crazy. And I would just like to say, everybody's like, are you just giving Chad a hard time? La, la, la. And I'm like, no, because you don't kick a sad, lame puppy. You just don't.
It would have been better if it had been like 54-10. You know?
No, I think it's better like this, but I think it was devastating in the end. But at least it was, because my brother was at the game and Chad gave him the airline tickets, like let him fly on the American Airlines all the way to the game. And so he was like, the whole time he kept going, well, if they lose, at least your brother picked a good game to go to. It's a really good game. And at the end, he's like, that was the worst game. Oh my God. I'm like, you're okay when your team was winning, but whatever. You don't kick a lame injured puppy. So we will move on. Now, what I did want to talk to you about, Glenn, real quick, is that as a human and person who doesn't like resolutions, I really don't like to do New Year's resolutions. But what I did do is I posted on Facebook my goals for 2018. I feel like if I make goals and I post on Facebook, in Facebook Memories next year, it's going to tell me what my goals were and I can see if I can check them all off. And
You're
I just wanted to go through them.
Brave woman. Brave
woman. I know. I'm constantly trying to make myself just challenge myself. I don't know why I can't just sit down, but I have to just be this way.
Okay.
Goals for 2018.
And by the way, for new listeners, that has not changed in the 8 years we've been together doing this show.
No, I just can't sit down. No. Chad's like, sit down. I can't. No. Number one, plan to, you know, complete this adoption that we've been working on. Number two, take Zeus to a big competition at the novice level more than once. I have, plans to go to Galway Downs the first weekend in February running novice. So that should hopefully be very quick. Pass my advanced exams at Flag Is Up Farms in California. That's coming up in February
easy,
as well.
You got that.
Yeah. continue to have a happy and healthy marriage and family. Not acquire any more animals is number five. God, I have four
dogs.
Why'd
you put that on there? You know that's not going to be true.
I have a record level of horses right now.
Does this mean any more animals? No dogs, no anything.
No more
animals. Wait a minute, hold
on
1 second. Jennifer, are we recording for sure? Because we're going to cut that piece out. Mark that, Jennifer, on your list. It is,
yeah, I'm going to mark that. Yeah.
We are at 7 minutes into the show, and she has just declared no more animals, and we're going to have that clip ready for the next time she comes back and says, but there's this puppy that showed up at the door, and we have to keep it.
No more animals. I can't take it. Number six, travel somewhere awesome. Ireland was pretty awesome. Every day I tell Chad,
you guys
like,
do that every
back.
Year, though. That was a pretty easy one.
We don't go out of the country every year. No way. That was.
But travel every year. You do COVID.
I'd like to start traveling more like that. Number seven was be a nicer person and a better friend. And number eight is continue to work.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Did we record that one too? Cut that piece out. So when she's mean to me, I can play it back. Okay.
Listen, I'm going over these goals because I wanted to ask if you had any goals. Let's say, Jennifer,
well, wait a minute.
You
didn't do number eight. Let's do number eight because I like that one.
I did that one. I continue to work for a horse radio network and continue to host Horses in the Morning.
Okay. I like that one. That's a good one.
Okay. That's a good one. That's the best one. But Jennifer, do you have any? Because Glenn has one, whether he knows it or not. Oh.
You know, Glenn gave me one yesterday. We did our little planning meeting for the first quarter of the year.
Okay.
And this happens to me every time. Someplace to go with my horse. Woohoo! Yay! Oh, we have to go travel somewhere for work. Oh, we have relatives coming in. Blah, 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 blah. Something always gets in the way. So, of course, the two hunts I want to go to this winter, both times, Glenn's away, which means Glenn has our truck, which means I don't go. Yeah. So Glenn said yesterday, well, I'll just rent a car. I say, oh, no, we can't do that. That costs hundreds of dollars. And he said, tough, I'm going to rent a car anyway. So that's what I'm going to do this year. When Glenn has travel, when I want to go somewhere with the horse, I'm going to say, tough, go rent a car.
Now, that makes me sound like the evil one. It was her that wasn't letting me rent a car. So
yeah, it's like, no, don't do that. Costs a lot of money. Don't do that.
She's the budget person, so she knows what you can do or not. You'd just spend it. You'd be in credit card debt 10
yeah, but
times.
I would rather have the credit card debt and have her be able to do these things and not whine about it than the other way.
Ooh, so. Snap. Okay, let's move past that. Okay. Seems like you guys have to work on that.
Oh, we did. We're renting the car.
Yeah, we're going to move past that because I feel like there's some undisclosed anxiety and animosity there. So moving past that, Glenn, do you have any goals this year, Glenn?
Well, you know, I would like to, we talked a little bit about it before the show. I would like to not come up with any new harebrained ideas this year.
Okay, Jennifer, can you play the audio, please? This is from our pre-show meeting.
The next harebrained idea I have, you both have to tell me no.
Okay, well, I didn't know that was being recorded. So, that's
Jennifer,
not fair.
Jennifer, from our pre-show meeting,
again.
Can you,
I'm gonna
can
play,
you
that
play
again.
Again? Play it again.
Listen carefully. Yeah.
The next harebrained idea I have, you both have to tell me no. No, no.
That's recorded. From our pre-show meeting. So when you decide to, because I can see it now, Jennifer. Dude, you guys, I've got this great idea. We're going to do Radiothon, but double it. It's going to be 24 hours live. Play the clip.
The next harebrained idea I have, you both have to tell me no.
No.
No, no.
No.
I can't believe you recorded that.
Yeah, we recorded that. Save that. Put that in a button. We need that. That should be your ringtone. I don't care. Anyway, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Oh, we have a show today? Okay. Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, we are going to, excuse me. First, we're going to swallow the pumpkin pie first. There we go. We're going to get a live chill factor report from several of our auditors, Chantel, Rachel, and Lindsay. And that's going to surely spark a lively conversation about the challenges of keeping horses in subarctic temperatures, something that neither Glenn nor I nor Jamie have to deal with. And then mid-show, Pam White is going to stop by, and she's going to talk about participating in a new program at the Pennsylvania Horse World Expo called Rescued to Stardom. And just as the final verse of Auld Lang Syne plays in your head, the Wacky World of Horse Nation stops by to kick up the fun factor.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Daily Winnie, the first one of 2018. Well, my Daily Winnies are...
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Let me just apologize in advance to any of the auditors who had birthdays over the holiday that we didn't get to. I apologize and happy birthday. But today we have Caroline Culberson, who up from Heels Down Happy Hour, who joins us twice a month here on Horses in the Morning. It's her birthday. So happy birthday, Caroline. Auditor Rich and Megan. It is both at their birthdays. So happy birthday to both of them as well.
Well, I have two, but one thing that I didn't put on my goals is, it, by the way, you guys, solidarity, Veganuary has begun. Hope you guys went vegan. Did you go vegan yesterday, Glenn?
Oh, yes. I started my vegan, what's it called again?
Veganuary.
Veganuary?
Doing January vegan, and Chad is super thrilled.
Well, you'll be happy super to know thrilled. The first thing I ate yesterday was bacon, so apparently
Proud
I did not.
No. Proud of you, big dog. Proud of you. Anyway, my first Daily Winnie goes out to Santa Claus for bringing us a new dirt pile. Thank you, Santa. I needed a new dirt pile. Or Lucas needed a new dirt pile.
Did Lucas completely destroy last year's dirt pile?
So Santa brings dirt piles twofold. We need dirt to do our berms and you know, level the stalls and stuff. So kind of it gets depleted throughout the year. So we needed a new one, and it is the greatest babysitter of all time because I can actually like groom the horses and do stuff around there while he's in the dirt pile. It's great. Number two, Daily Winnie, do you want to play it again?
All right. Wait, we can do that.
Oh, baby Zara. Okay, neighbors of mine are crazy. Okay, crazy. So there's this app called Nextdoor. Deb, you ever heard of
yes,
that?
Yes, I have. It's a way to find people who do stuff like close to you, right? Whatever
it's
it like, is. Or
yeah,
buy stuff? Is it buying or...
Everything. Like there's a lost dog, or does anybody have a handyman, or I, you know,
but
whatever.
But specifically like your neighborhood, like within blocks.
Your neighborhood. Right, okay. Your exact tiny little neighborhood, or the, you know, you can pick surrounding neighborhoods to say if you're looking for, I need to buy a new car, you know, you put that out for the neighborhood. So I put on my tiny little neighborhood, hey, my name is Jamie. And I'm getting certified in Monty Roberts' technique, and I need to start some unstarted horses. So if you have a round pin and a horse that's never worn a saddle, I will come over and train it for free. Do you know how many messages I got?
Is your insurance paid up, by the way, your health insurance?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. These people... Random people that have never met me before, know nothing about me.
Also have never touched or looked at their horse in 20 years.
So far, that seems to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, you did that in our neighborhood, there'd be 50 people signing up that have never touched their horse.
I can't believe that somebody would just be like, yeah, come over and start my horse, strange person
it's
that I don't
free,
know.
It's free, they don't care.
Yeah. It's really and good. So I go to the first one. I did the first one 2 days ago. Oh my gosh, it's a good thing I did it because this woman would be killed. I said about halfway through, I go, are you sure he's castrated? Like completely? So we're going to be having to pay a second visit to that guy. He was amazing and very strong-willed and basically a complete run-you-over bully. Like when you ask horses to go away in the round pen and you try to turn them away, they flee by going to the outside of the round, like turn to the outside. That horse, every time I'd ask him to turn, he'd like bow up straight on looking at me. And I'm like, yeah, it was really fun. Really exciting. Chad was like, I know I've seen you do this before. He goes, but that one seemed different. I was like, yeah. That one was really hard. Like, I hope I don't get anything that difficult in my exam. So basically, I have to practice for my exams because my exams are starting horses with the round pin, the join up, the follow up, the long lining, the whole thing, first saddle, everything. So I have to practice that because the only horse I've ever really done that on is Precious Magic Gallop Jennings. And that's worked out pretty well. So I'm doing my second horse today.
Okay, but let's start with Precious Magic Gallop Jennings. It's about 12 hands high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference. Really changes your attitude.
Yeah, it does when they're 16 hands high and rearing up. That's a completely different picture.
Rearing and coming at you.
Yeah.
That was, you know, and I was doing it. I was like, why the hell am I not wearing my helmet? I mean,
why were you wearing your helmet and your vest, by the way?
I know. Well, don't worry. I will be wearing those things for the next one.
Well, I'm going to ask you too, please.
She's like, oh, he's just a little 3-year-old Arab quarter horse. And I get there and I'm like, what part's Arab? And she goes, he puts his tail up in the air when he runs.
And he's probably way too fat, right? Probably about 400
like
pounds overweight.
16 hands, 2,000 pounds, like almost like
feet as long as could be because they've never been trimmed.
Have you ever heard of this before? She said, we had to take out his front teeth. His front two teeth because he broke them while he was biting on the rail. We had to electrify the rail. It's metal pipe fencing all the way around the property.
Okay, I had to have a lecture with Emily after she broke so many parts last year. You know, Emily, by the way, this is normally Emily's day to do the show. We should have mentioned that at the beginning. So this would normally be the jumping episode. But Emily, it is also the first day of circuit in Wellington, which means Emily's busy being a jockey today.
Yeah.
She's busy and her busiest day of the year riding. So that's why she couldn't do it. But I had to sit down with Emily and say, OK, no more crazy horses. You can only take one more shot to the head and you're going to be in the hospital for life. So don't make me go there, Jamie.
I don't think I knew what I was up against.
Okay. So wait a minute. How long have you done this show? And you put out a call for free horses that need broke. All right. So.
If you've never started your horse, call me. I'll do it for you.
If you've never touched your horse in 20 years, I'd be happy to.
But it was only a 3-year-old.
You just became a really bad ad.
Yeah. Anyway.
I know. When I wrote the ad, I was like, I would never respond to this. God, what crazy person. I'm like, I'm not going to get anything. Within like 4.5 minutes, my inbox was going ping, ping.
And you know, all
ping,
people saw
ping.
Was free. They didn't care who you were.
No, but I did get, when I got there, the girl had actually, she was a very educated owner. She just acquired the horse because he was abandoned at a boarding facility. And so she'd only had him for a couple months and she's had looked up who Monty is and what the methods were. And so she had actually done a little research.
Educated. Yeah. Did she make you sign a release immediately when you walked on?
Nope. Nope. And I need to start signing things like, if I break your horse, I'm sorry, it's your fault.
Yeah, that would be something actually to have the other way. It would be good to have that. Yeah, if your horse hurts himself in this training process, it's on you, not me.
Yeah,
that would, especially for these free people, that would be a really good idea, actually.
Okay, if any attorneys can send me a message with that by 2:30 this afternoon, Mountain
when
Time.
When she does the next one.
That would be great.
There are websites that have a lot of these on it for horse people. And I don't remember what it is now, but I'm sure one of our auditors will post it.
Yeah. Somebody post it. Somebody send it to me. Basically, I'm going to train your horse. And if your horse gets hurt, then it's your fault. And if I get hurt, it's my fault. Deal.
Yeah.
We'll just wash our hands of it.
Now, wait a minute. It should say if the horse gets hurt, it's your fault. And if I get hurt, it's your fault.
Oh, nobody's going to sign
either
that.
Way, it's your fault. Because that's really what it comes down to, right?
I did find out that the former instructor that I had hired that I found to be very terrible and had to fire had also worked with this horse. I was like, oh, of course he did. Sorry.
Of course.
I was like, yeah, that's why I had to fire her.
When do you take your test?
My exams are, let's see. So Galway
is... And this is like the highest test you can take in the Mundy Roberts program, right?
Yes, this is like, this is the last bit. So the third and the fourth is Galway. And so then I'm actually going to head from Galway, which is in Temecula, Southern California, on up to Monty's place. So Zeus is going to have to come with me, poor me. So that is, starts the 5th through the 16th. So the 5th through the 9th is just practice, get everything done. And then Monty watches you. Monty is the one who grades you.
He's the sole judge and executioner. Monty is it?
Yup, he is. And let me tell you something. Monty doesn't like it when you mess up his concepts. Again, let me reiterate. The first time I ever did join up in front of him, he's in the round pen, okay, because their round pen is elevated. The seats are elevated. So it's like they look down into the round pen where you're working. And I hear this. That is not the language of Equus. Stop it. Like, oh my God. Yeah. When Monty Roberts yells it at you, you cry. You just cry. I'm like, it's really dusty in here. I'll be right back. So from that to like, okay, let's hopefully we get this a little bit. That's why I need to practice.
You got a month. Get it done, girl. Get it done.
Got to get it done. You got a lot of horses to start.
Well, we're gonna talk a little bit about the cold because everybody has been talking about the cold. If you have horses right now, it kind of really sucks in most parts of the country. I saw yesterday that the average temperature in the United States, including Hawaii, if they add everything, all 50 states, the average temperature is 11.
Oh, my gosh.
That's including your state, my state, everywhere is 11. So we have two of our listeners and auditors on right now. We have Chantel on. Let's talk to her first. Chantel, what state are you in again?
I am in North Dakota.
Oh, God. Why do you live there? Who the hell lives in North Dakota anyway?
I think you have to be a little bit crazy to live here.
No, a lot crazy.
In the summer.
A lot crazy.
And then
I feel like you're doing it to yourself. Let me just throw that out there. Like, you live in North Dakota. You're doing it to yourself.
I grew
like you
up here though.
Doesn't mean you have to stay crazy just because you were born crazy. Sorry.
So Chantel, what have the last couple days been like in North Dakota?
Well, luckily we haven't had wind, so our wind chills haven't been too bad, but our air temp has been an average of 25 to 30 below.
That is not what I was expecting.
What do you do with buckets? We were talking about this before the show, because we've all lived where it's been cold. We live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, we've lived in Massachusetts. We know what it's like to be cold, and we know what it's like to be sub-zero. And buckets, outside and inside, are the worst. You almost have to have heaters there, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty much a requirement. Every waterer has to be a heated automatic waterer. It was actually colder last year. Last year we were having wind chills of 60 below.
When you get past 30 below, does it make a difference, by the way, 30, 40, 50, 60 below? Does it feel any different?
No.
I didn't think so.
At that point, you're just cold no matter what.
What do you do? I mean, what do you do to start your car in the morning? Do you have to be in a garage or do you have to put one of those heaters on it? I mean, I know you do with diesel, but how about regular gas cars?
Oh, yeah, I've got a block heater on my car, and we do have a garage, but it's not insulated. So it helps a little bit. I haven't had to plug it in yet. You have to put the solution in your gas tank so you don't freeze your gas line. That's about it, and then just start it 15 minutes before you need to go anywhere.
So, hold on. Because here, if it freezes, everybody, you know, they have those outside hose bibs where you turn that on, that freezes, your pipes bust. How do your pipes not bust there? I mean, we're just talking about general living. And please, let me start off this question by saying, please tell me there's no homeless people in North Dakota, because they're not doing well right now.
There are, but we have United Way centers where they go.
Good.
Glad you need to start walking south.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm going to start walking. Let's go south. Sorry. Anyway, so how do you just like, how does your pipes in your house not freeze? How do you live, much less live with horses? Let's start with just living.
You drink a lot of hot stuff and you put liquor in your coffee.
That's our listener right there. That's a perfect answer from one of our auditors.
Well, the pipes are just a little bit deeper in the ground. They're insulated. And generally, as long as you keep the water going through them, they won't freeze. It's when they sit for a longer period of time that they freeze. I know at our barn owner turns the water off in the shop and inside the barn in the winter. Normally, they just insulated those this year. So I don't know if she turned them off this year or not. But, I mean, otherwise, we just get used to it. I don't know.
Everything sucks, though. Even cleaning poop. Just everything sucks. It really does.
Yeah, I haven't been able to clean poop for a week, and because it's frozen the second it hits the ground.
You have poopsicles.
We're going to need the bobcat to scrape it off the pens. We can't clean them.
Do you have snow?
No, and that's what makes it worse. If we had snow, it would usually be warmer.
Oh, okay.
Because it acts as an insulator.
All right, well,
when it's this cold, it generally doesn't snow.
Well, Chantel, I also have Rachel on here. Let's get Rachel on and find out. Rachel, where do you live again?
I live in Wisconsin.
Oh, there we go. Another place nobody should live. So what is it like there?
Well, today we are a balmy negative 11, but with the wind chill, it's around negative 20.
And do you have snow?
We have a lot of snow.
I figured that was the answer. So you're dealing with it in a whole different way with the snow. And that, again, sucks. The thing I remember about having a lot of snow is the gates. You always had to shovel the gates and just to put the horses out.
Yeah. So our horses are on our property. And we do not have plumbing in our barn, which means our biggest challenge right now is getting water down to our water tank, which requires running a hose out of our garage down a hill through the water tank. And that's probably the biggest headache right now.
And how many hours till the water tank freezes?
We have a tank heater in
okay.
it. So it would freeze pretty quickly right now, I would imagine. But both our water tank for our horses and our waters for our chickens are heated.
And Jamie, you brought up earlier, and this is so true when you live in temperature. So I have to ask both of you, Chantel, does your skin just want to crack off and bleed?
Yeah, layering is definitely a necessity. And the aquifer cream or shea butter is necessary.
Because I worked at a place that we had to clean. Yeah, we had to clean the buckets every day, scrub the buckets every day, no matter what. Ugh. And it would be 4 degrees. And you would have to take down all the buckets and scrub all the buckets, water buckets every single day. There's like 40 horses, 80 buckets. And my fingertips all cracked, like split down the middle. There's nothing more painful than that. And that's what we were talking about earlier, Glenn. I don't know how I can even wrap this up. I just, what I feel like I've experienced is nothing compared to what these people are experiencing.
Yeah.
You guys are
no, that's
amazing.
Just, and then when you hear about Erie with 60 inches of snow in one day, that's just, and the pictures out of there, I don't know if you guys saw the pictures, but it was crazy. I mean, it was just crazy. It was nuts. Well, we wish you guys the best. Thank you for joining us this morning and filling us in on your woes.
Thank you.
we'll keep watching all your reports from the great north. And Chantel, just move. North Dakota.
No, seriously, come on down. Like Phoenix, I know you don't want to hear it, but like, and I know I live in
the bowels of hell in the summer. Okay. It's hell here, but winter's really nice. Y'all should come. I'll give you room. We got a place to stay.
Do you have spiders?
And tarantulas.
We have pests.
And big snakes.
I can do snakes. It's just the spiders.
So we do the spiders that they have here is Black Widow. And the fortunate thing is that I have a pest control service that comes once a month. So I never see spiders. I double up my pest control for people like you and me. Okay. Come on, baby. Come on in. Come on out of the cold.
Take the occasional spider or freezing every day. I think I'd take the occasional spider.
You're like, ooh, balmy Wyoming. That sounds amazing. No, baby.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Good luck. Stay warm.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
There's like 12 people that live in North Dakota, and I thought they all worked at the oil wells, but apparently not. Apparently, there's some that do other things. But, I can't imagine having horses there.
Like, it's funny, as I'm sitting here talking to them, awful. The heat's on in our house because it's like, you know, 50 right now outside, and I got overheated, so I had to open the door to let the fresh air into my room because the heat's on, but it gets trapped in my office and stays hotter in here, so I had to open the door.
First house we lived in.
As I was doing that, I was like, I'm the biggest a-hole ever.
The first house we lived in Pennsylvania, Jennifer and I first met, and we weren't even married yet. And it was an old, old, old farmhouse. And the only heat in the farmhouse was a coal furnace in the basement. And it was like 1,000 years old, had holes all over the place, and it had no temperature control. So either you had no heat in the house and you were freezing, or you were... It was like 1,000 degrees in the house. There was one day that it was so hot in the house because you couldn't regulate it. There was so hot in the house, the wallpaper started peeling off the walls. We had to keep all the windows open and the fire going full blast. It was the only thing we could do to regulate the temperature in the house. So I get it. I feel
so sorry for us. God, it's like so hot in our houses.
All right. Jeez. I'll make everybody feel better. Even in Ocala, it was 32. We might have ice tonight. So if that makes you feel
better. That's not going to make anybody feel better. Yep. They just said it was negative 20.
Well, you know,
when I lived up there and I was like, oh my God, 40 degrees would be like the biggest blessing, or 20
yes.
degrees.
You used to take off your, you used to put short sleeves on when it was 40.
Yeah, outside. Like, God, it's so hot.
All right. Let's, you know, one of the things that stiffen up when it's cold is joints. Let's hear about Omega Alpha.
I'm connected to the shoulder bone. The shoulder bone connected to the leg bone. The leg bone connected to the foot bone.
The leg bone connected to the foot bone is a humorous reminder of how things are connected and dependent upon each other. But all humor aside, the health of your horse's muscles and bones are key to his overall health and performance. At Omega Alpha Equine, they know just how important your horse's entire musculoskeletal system is to his health and happiness, so they offer a variety of different all-natural liquid supplements. Omega Alpha Equine, all-natural supplements based on science to help all of your horse's connected parts stay healthy and perform at their best. Ask for Omega Alpha Equine supplements at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
And of course, you can find them on Facebook, Omega Alpha Equine as well. And, you know, if you ever want to go back to our website, you can go back to our website and go to horsesinthemorning.com and put in Dr. Chang. He has done like 100 updates with us now over the years and covered almost every topic you ever want to cover from the natural point of view, and using a supplement that's all natural. And he really has covered everything. So if you're ever concerned about something, just search for it in our search on the website and you'll find it there. Did you see, Jamie, about the Liverpool International Horse Show?
No.
So it's a big horse show that happens in England, in Liverpool, obviously. And it's in the northern part of England. And it's a big horse show every year. Happens between Christmas and New Year's. And what this year, they had an issue. So there's a big parking garage, because Liverpool's a city. There's a big parking garage that everybody parks in to go to the horse show. which is next door. And one car caught fire. They think it was not intentional that the car, for some reason, caught fire. And it happened to catch the next car on fire, and the next car, and then one blew up, and then several more caught fire, and then several more blew up, to the point where a car was blowing up every couple of minutes, to the point where it engulfed all seven stories of the parking garage and destroyed 1,400 cars.
I don't even know how that can happen.
It just went boom, 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 one to the next, and the fire was so intense that went through floors. There's pictures of all the seven floors burning. And the fire department said they couldn't go in because of the cars blowing up. So it is true, like you see in the movies, if a car catches fire, it could blow up. Well, apparently they do. And I always wonder what happened in a parking garage if there was a fire. Now we know. Nothing good happens.
So, I mean, in a lot of parking garages, they have those, like, you know, sprinkler systems and all that. I guess not in Liverpool.
They said witnesses said cars seemed to explode every couple of seconds when the fire was at its peak. They said it appeared to start in the engine of an older Land Rover and quickly spread. So they're not good publicity for Land Rover, huh?
Speculation.
That is speculation. But it's the Echo Arena. They had to get all the horses. They got all the horses into the arena and all the people. Everybody was safe. Nobody was hurt. They had to rescue two dogs that were inside of the cars at the time. But they got those out. And apparently it just was ferocious and ridiculously spreading. But my God, I can't even imagine that.
Hey, there's a lesson to not leave your dog in your car.
Yeah, that's one thing.
You may have to run in and rescue it while the cars around it are exploding.
I mean, oh, man. Can't imagine going to watch a horse show and then you come out and your car's gone. Like, gone.
I mean, and so they had to bring all the horses into the indoor or something?
They brought them into the arena. Apparently, the arena was next door, but they managed to get all the horses out of the way and, you know, protected everybody.
That should be super calm. All the horses, I'm sure.
Yeah, hearing
really
cars
nice
exploding next door. Yeah, that would do my horse good, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Scooter,
I mean,
would love that.
The fireworks yesterday were enough to send my horses like crazy. I can't imagine a fire and exploding cars next door.
Oh, God, I feel bad for everybody involved in that. They had to cancel the horse show, by the way. Needless to say, they canceled the horse show. All right. Our next guest we have on with us is going to talk about something that's happening at the PA Horse World Expo, which is coming up in Pennsylvania in Harrisburg. And it's called the Rescued to Stardom Challenge. We've talked about a lot of different challenges that are happening with Mustangs and Thoroughbreds and everything. And I love this concept in that it involves rescue horses. So we have Pam White on with us from Life Horse Incorporated. She lives in Pennsylvania, I believe. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Glenn, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Now, where are you located?
I am south of Harrisburg. I'm in York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We grew up we had our farm in Carlisle, so I know exactly where you are for a long time.
Okay, yeah.
And I know how cold you are. It's a little chilly there, too.
Yes, extremely cold today.
I bet. So now tell us a little bit about, kind of give us the Reader's Digest of what your rescue does.
Okay. We are Life Horse Incorporated, and Life Horse is a 501c3 nonprofit charity that is registered in Maryland. It was founded in 1996 by a woman named Margaret Hadley, and it was formed to offer riding to terminally ill children. In 1999, a gentleman by the name of Joe Topper discovered that Mrs. Hadley was no longer able to continue with the organization, so stepped in to take it over. And he owns a beautiful facility in called Breezy Hill Stables in Thurmont, Maryland, and moved Life Horse to that stable. He expanded the program to go beyond just terminally ill children, and he included all ages, all groups of people. And basically their motto is anyone who's affected by loss or illness is welcome to ride here. And it's a free of charge program.
Oh, wow.
It's open to church groups. Yeah. It's open to church groups, special needs groups, at-risk children and more. It's completely funded by donations, and all the work is performed by volunteers.
And they currently have a lot of horses, too. We're not just talking 10 horses, are we?
No. They actually, part of the Life Horse program is also to rescue, rehabilitate, and place or put into sanctuary at-risk equines. So they actually have 50 horses in their program currently, and about half of those are sanctuary horses.
Well, I'm so glad there's so many people out there doing good work that you just never hear about. And I think that's kind of what this Rescue to Stardom Challenge, why it started, right? Is this the first year of it or not?
Yes, it is the first year for it. And because we are involved in rescuing horses, it really caught our attention. So we are going to enter one of the horses that has come through the rescue program and, promote that horse and hopefully get her adopted through the process and promote Life Horse and all the good deeds that Life Horse does.
What is Rescue to Stardom? How's it work?
Okay, it is open to rescues, and the rescue has to have a rescued horse that has not been started under saddle. The rescue selects their own trainer, and then they have 90 days to get the horse started. They're going to compete at the Horse World Expo, which is held in Harrisburg at the Farm Show Complex. And this year, the dates are March 1st through the 4th. So I'm sorry?
Well, I was just going to say, and it's any breed of horse, pony, mule, as long as they have four legs and they're an equid of some kind, right?
Exactly. Yep. And not started under saddle yet.
Okay. And now tell us about the one that you're bringing.
Okay, we have selected a registered standard bred mare. She's 15 years old. She is 17 hands high. And because she is a registered standard bred, we had found her actually in a kill pen earlier in 2017. And because she's a registered standard bred, we were able to find out a little bit about her history. She was bred in New York, and she was sold as a three-year-old to a breeding/racing stable in Gettysburg, PA. And that's where she spent most of her life. And she was a career broodmare. She never raced. Her dam had made over $500,000.
Wow.
So I guess for her bloodlines, that kind of entered her into the broodmare realm. She was bred 12 times. She had eight foals, and in 2017, her most recent foal was sold at a large standard bred sale.
So was she broke at all? I mean, to ride?
She was not broke to ride.
Okay.
Apparently, I was able to speak with the breeder for a little bit, and he told me she was started under harness. And apparently she sustained a tendon injury, so she was never raced.
Got it. And now, we love standard breds, and Jennifer, started out her career working at a big standard bred farm and dealing with the babies and all that stuff. Was there a particular reason why you chose this one of all the ones you have to enter into the contest?
Well, we actually didn't have a big pool to select from because of the not broke under saddle requirement.
Gotcha. Okay.
Life Horse has, all breeds of horses in their program. They have a lot of thoroughbreds. In fact, they were recently accredited by TAA. But of course, those horses, most of them have raced and have been started under saddle. So we didn't have a huge pool to pull from, but I actually had this mare at my farm for the last 4 months, and we recognized that, although she's very skeptical of humans, probably because of being a broodmare, she just had a soft eye and a kind heart. So we knew under all those layers that, you know, she's just she's a great horse. And we understand the standard bred breed also being so, you know, versatile and willing and their temperament and so forth. So we just had high hopes for her.
Is she a trotter?
Although, you know, she's 15 years old. She is a trotter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about that. Now, have you started the training now? You would have had to, right? Because it's, or just started maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. How's it going?
She's been with our train. I'm sorry?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. She's been with the trainer now for about 30 days, and we have had the great opportunity to partner with Carrie Miller, who's with Advantage Horsemanship with Scott Purdom. And Carrie has been working with Katie, as we've named her, for 30 days. When she was at my farm, the trimmers couldn't touch her back leg. But Carrie has the, you know, her calmly lifting up her feet now. She's done a lot of round penning with her. And she put a saddle on her, I believe, maybe a week ago and was round penning her. And then, Saturday.
I was going to say, I assume with only 90 days training, you know, she's just getting the saddle on now. This is the kind of thing with, you know, a lot of the competitions that go for a year or for 6 months or 9 months, you kind of get an idea early on where the horse is going to shine and what you can do in the competition. But with this, it's almost going to be a last minute decision, right? On what you're going to do in the competition, or is it set the things you have to do?
Well, there's going to be two competitions. The first one's on Friday and it will be in hand. So each trainer horse combo has 5 minutes to demonstrate the skills that they have on the ground. And then on Saturday, they're going to do the under saddle competition. We've heard that there are going to be some specific activities for each team. We won't know what those are until 30 days before the competition. So we sort of think there might be some trail challenge type activities for each team to perform.
Well, that makes sense. You kind of reminded me of an elongated version of Road to the Horse almost, just with more than 3 days.
Yeah.
So, well, this is very cool. I'm glad that I'm seeing a challenge here that involves rescues. And I think this kind of thing could take off too. Obviously, you know, Mustangs are really rescues when you think about it, you know, a rescue them out of the pens. But this is I like that this is opening it up to any breed of horse, you know, anybody that comes out of a rescue. I really think that's a cool thing. And you know, I remember going to the first PA Horse World Expo when they had the first one. And it was the first one was busy. I can't imagine now what PA Horse World Expo has turned into.
It is huge. They have tens of thousands of people that come through there.
Is it the same time as the Flower Garden or the Garden Festival or whatever? It used to be at the same time, and the place was like a million people.
Yes, I believe it is held at the same time.
Yeah, I know, and that's like one of the most popular things they do there every year, and they held them at the same time, and you literally had to park Jamie and take buses in because there was that many people. It's that big. Well, good luck with Katie, right?
Katie, yeah.
Well, good luck with Katie, and definitely we'll keep in touch with you as we get closer. Maybe we'll have you on like the week before, and we'll get the trainer on too, or whoever's going to be working with her in the pen, and then we'll talk to you, and then we'll talk to you after and see how it went.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, we hope to find a great home for her. She has her own Facebook page, which is Katie-RescuedToStardomByLifeHorse. And the Horse World Expo also has their own Facebook page for all of the teams that are competing.
And I know that Life Horse is lifehorsebreezyhill.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes. And there's an application on there if anyone would happen to be interested in Katie, and they also have pictures of some of the other horses that they have available through their adoption program, through the adoption program.
All right, one more time. Give Katie's Facebook page again.
Katie, K-A-T-I-E, dash, Rescued to Stardom by Life Horse, Inc.
I just found it. Okay, cool. Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Have a great day.
All right. Happy New Year, fam. There you go. You know, you have a few rescues there, so maybe Arizona will start one of these.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I would love to be involved in this. It'd be so fun, but it's in Maryland, and the show is in Maryland in January.
No, actually, Pennsylvania in March.
Which is
blizzard season in Pennsylvania.
I'm still out. Yeah.
That's when you get the most blizzards is in March. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it sounds amazing. So I feel like I should get past credit for Jet and Joey and all the horses that you guys have followed along with that try to kill me.
Well, you know, this new one that's trying to kill you would be a perfect candidate.
That one's not mine, and it's not a rescue. I want no part of it after this whole initial thing.
All right, let's take a break here. We're gonna take a break for a song. Did you have a request? Because I don't have one queued up. So, you know, it's our first.
Well, it's
back.
New Year's Day. I mean, it's like our first show back. You've got to play. Let's see, either Peace, Love, and Horses or Girls and Horses. You get to pick.
All right. Well, let's queue up Jared. What do you say?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's queue him up.
Wildflowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead plays a song in her head somewhere between. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end a war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor, belling tape for miles and miles. She says innocence grows and rises. Cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride. She likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is one thing that can't change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace,
love horses and me.
That's Jared Rogerson with Peace, Love, and Horses. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. We appreciate you being here on our first day back in 2018. As I said, this is normally Emily's day. She's normally here the first Tuesday of every month doing jumping, but it's the beginning of the season for them down there in Wellington. Today is the first day they'll be competing, so she was asked to ride a bunch of horses. She calls herself a jockey, and I guess when you catch a ride at shows, you're called a jockey. I didn't know that. But
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I said, well, you get hurt as much as a jockey, so it fits. poor Emily. I was picking on her a little bit. But she'll be back next month. So Emily will be back next month. And I just heard from Leslie, who was supposed to be joining us here, Leslie Wiley Bateman, who was always joins us at the beginning of the week, that she has come down with the stomach flu and said that she could not leave the bathroom long enough to join us. So, and I had that yesterday, so I feel for you, Leslie, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I have a list for you.
You do? Okay, good.
If you want. Sure. This is appropriate for January 1st, January 2nd, or I don't know, Tuesday morning, whatever. I don't know how you live, but this is 8 things that happen, only happen when you do your horse chores with a hangover.
Which I kind of thought sounded like what Leslie might have, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It tied it all in together for me.
Yeah. I see how you did that.
Yeah. It just ding like that came up. This is Horse and Hound. So, of course, it's in the UK, which is awesome. It'll be funnier. But number one is you shed an actual tear when water spills from your bucket you're carrying to the inside of your boot. Don't you hate that? Yes. You can't a water bucket and bangs against your shin and then dumps water inside your boot.
Yes. And usually the big chunk of ice that was on the top just wedges right in there.
It just hurts. Yeah. Number two is you try a new approach to feeding hay, which just involves dumping it in a pile on the floor because you can't get it in the hay net.
That's my everyday. It doesn't matter if it's cold or hot. I don't do hay nets. So.
Yeah, exactly. You start relying.
By the way,
on your
for
horse.
All of you married women out there, it is cruel and inhumane punishment to have your horse husband do hay nets. Just cruel. It's grounds for divorce, actually, I hear in some states.
I know what I'm going to make you do or Chad do. Your new year, new me schooling regime takes an early setback, which meant you were supposed to ride today. But now you're just going to walk.
Yeah, well, I give a pass to our listeners that live in North Dakota for riding today. Give them a
well,
pass.
They don't have the new year, new me schooling regime. Okay. It doesn't start in January. Yeah, theirs starts in June. mucking out stalls is like climbing Mount Everest because it's just, you just can't. And probably it's frozen. Like she was saying, she hasn't cleaned poop in forever. There's just a big pile. It's all frozen together. You have to try to dump it somewhat close to the big pile of poop, but you just can't do
it. We had a blizzard in March one year, and it was one of the biggest blizzards in Pennsylvania. And we were snowed in for a week. We couldn't even get out our driveway or anything. And the drifts were over 9 feet tall, and that was over 9 feet tall everywhere in front of the gates, everywhere. So there was no putting the horses out. There was no out to put them out in because it was just drifts. We couldn't, we had to crawl over the drifts to get to the barn from the house.
Yeah, I had.
So we just kept piling it in the corners. You know, we just kept piling the poop in the corners. Well, it actually reached the ceiling in some of the stalls by the time we could get the poop out of the stalls.
Yikes. Yeah. This is hangover talk here, living cold, miserable talk.
Well, we had a hangover because I think we were drinking almost every day at that point.
Yeah, have to. I remember how much coffee I drank when I lived in Ohio, and then Bailey's and coffee. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm having a problem. This is a problem. Number six is you start trying to sweep the barn aisle, and then you realize you have to sit down with your head between your knees as soon as possible. But yeah, been there. While you're sitting down, you can't help scrolling through the horses online for sale.
Because that's the perfect thing to do when you're a little leftover drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start buying online. Let's see. Do you realize if it this is the ultimate hangover right here? You realize that if it wasn't for your horse, you wouldn't have actually left your bedroom today. It follows it up with the power of horse guilt should not be underestimated. So true. I think Chad can attest to the power of horse guilt. I'm like, I gotta go feed real quick. He's like, we haven't had breakfast yet. Like, the family hasn't eaten, and the horses are going to eat before your 4-year-old.
Yes,
like,
that's true. Yeah, and the 4-year-old better get used to it because it's going to be that way till he's 18.
I'll be like, you can come out and help me. You know, grab a cookie bar and let's go outside.
See, that's why us horse husbands learn to cook is because we actually just want to eat at a reasonable time.
I'll cook you something, but it's going to be on my time.
Now, I got to ask you, when you're in what is it again?
Veganuary.
When you're in Veganuary, does your husband even volunteer to cook at all? Well, there's no real cooking, is there?
We actually had to have a talk about it last night. Because, it's not like I'm making him do Veganuary. He's choosing it. And he's actually sitting here next to me and he's shaking his head no. But he is choosing. He did choose it. Feel free to
Did he choose it after you
there,
threatened him with holding off on a certain something for a month?
I didn't do that. This was his choice, okay? Because it is a really good cleanse. It's a way to really shed some weight. And so he's in. He wants to do
it. Did you explain to him that most cleanses last 7 to 10 days, not 30?
This is the third year in a row he's doing it with me. He made it at least 10 days last year.
Before he got the burger at work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an airline pilot and he's like, I can't go vegan in airports. I'm like, you can if you try.
It would be hard though. He certainly can't go vegan on the plane. That's for sure.
No. It's like steak or chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So he's going vegan, but we had to have a talk. And I had to send him down and was like, listen to me, because after the 14th eye roll, can I eat this? No, baby, that's cheese. Like, oh, after the 14th one of those, I was like, we have to talk. You know what, baby? I'm not making you do this. This is your choice. You're a grown ass man. If you don't want to do it and you want to eat some cheese, you go ahead and eat some cheese. I'm not going to get mad at you, but I'm going to be disappointed.
Boy, that would be my out. I would be like, okay, out of here. Where's the cheese?
That's because you don't have the horse.
Bring me some macaroni and cheese.
And you know what? Lucas is not eating vegan for the month. And he had mac and cheese for dinner last night. And he didn't eat it all.
Oh, can you imagine trying to get a child Lucas's age to do vegan? He would he'd be starving. He would not eat anything.
The mood shifts and mood swings wouldn't be worth it. My God.
No, yelling and screaming and all of that. No. The whining and crying. No, I can't imagine. Well, we have one of our auditors on the phone right now. I have some news stories of what we want to get to here in a second, but we have one of our auditors that's called in. Lindsay has called in, and I happen to see what she's going through right now, and she's got two things that she's going through with the cold. Lindsay, where are you again? What state?
I'm in northern Indiana.
And how cold is it there this morning?
Not quite as far north as our other friends.
Yeah, not quite as far north as North Dakota.
When I got up this morning, it was negative 19, negative 25, I think. So
like real temperature?
Do you live in Alberta? Is that what you said? Are you in Canada? What the hell?
No, I'm basically smack dab between Chicago and Indianapolis.
Oh my gosh, this is a big, this hurts. I'm sorry. And do you have horses at your house or do you board?
No, they're here at the house. They actually live outside 24/7. So thank God I do not have to deal with mucking in this. They come inside once a day to get their grain, and just two, luckily. We're down to only one cow, so it's making haying much easier this year.
That's a country ass person. They're like, we're down to just one cow.
Hey, the other two met the freezer last week and they were quite delicious. Thank you very much.
She's not doing veganuary.
Yeah, no.
Veganuary. I'm coming to your house.
No.
Chad's coming to your house.
Go ahead. I'll put steaks on for dinner.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Oh, my God. Now, you do not need vegan recipes.
Jamie, we're not going to her house, and I'll tell you why. I saw a post on her page that said her hot water heater broke about 2 days ago. So what's that been like in minus 20 with no hot water?
It's been creative. Luckily, my husband's a volunteer firefighter, so we can go there to take showers, and we've got some other neighbors who will take pity on us, so we can take showers, so we at least don't, you know, sink each other out of the house. But it's been interesting. I put one of my big water bath canners on and boiled it yesterday and wrapped it in towels, so if we needed hot water to wash up or anything, it was just sitting there on the counter. Crossing my fingers that the part shows up today, because it was New Year's Eve night when it died, and we paid for next day air shipping yesterday, hoping it will be here.
Do they have those on Amazon Prime?
No, this is straight from the manufacturer. But Glenn, it gets even better this morning.
Yeah.
Apparently, the pipes to the upstairs bathroom have now also started to freeze. I've got faucets sitting wide open, and I've got like drip. 10 minutes later, drip.
Oh,
10 minutes
no.
later, drip.
Oh no.
And yeah, I'm looking outside at a nice white carpet, and I'm like, I don't want to go out there, but I've got to at some point today.
Never underestimate the power of horse chick guilt.
Yeah.
Horse guilt.
Oh, I don't need to have that because I have an opinionated mare who I think secretly is a chestnut and just dyes herself black daily. Because, yeah, she's got that personality.
Yeah. She doesn't let you forget that it's time to eat. They don't let you forget that.
She doesn't let you forget anything. I mean, I do one little thing wrong in a ride, she'll remember 2 weeks later. Trust me. She's like, oh, you asked me to do that and you asked wrong?
You know, wives are a lot like that, I've learned. They're similar to that. They're all like chestnut mares.
Yours is on the
you
line.
You
want to
sleep on the couch tonight?
I have been, actually, because of my ribs anyway. So, you know, she can't really kick me out much further. So, Lindsay, you know, what I had pictured, though, was Little House on the Prairie, where you were taking these big jugs of water on the stove, and then you were walking over to the bathtub, and you were pouring them in the bathtub, and then you
Is she also carrying it across her shoulders?
Yes.
Like a stick?
Yes. And then you're pouring it all in the bathtub, and then everybody uses the same water to take the bath that night. That's what I was picturing.
Is she wearing a skirt? Like a high-neck
yes.
turtleneck?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't have time for that. I'm remodeling a 100-year-old house in the midst of all of this, too.
Well, you better take the plaster off the walls. You better take the plaster off the walls in the ones that the pipes are breaking, because you're going to need to put some heat tape on those.
That's why we built in accesses, but... yeah, they are wrapped in layers and layers of insulation, and it apparently still was not enough for last night. And
well,
since there's no hot water, I can't run the hot water through the common line.
I didn't think about that.
Heat into the water line space.
Let me put the let me put it out there again. Lindsay, baby doll, I love you, and I care about you, and we have a spare room in Phoenix. Seriously, I don't have any room for any more damn horses, but I got room for people. Just come on out. Let's go.
Lindsay, stay warm.
You tempt me.
Stay warm. I hope you get the part in the mail. Take care.
I'll let you guys know on the Facebook page.
All right. All right. We'll be watching. God.
How is your internet?
Yeah. See you later.
Sorry, guys. Internet's down. It froze.
Hey, I saw that you have an update on the horses there in Arizona that we talked about last year, the Salt River horses.
Oh, the Salt River wild horses. Yeah. This is so exciting. This came out like December in the midst of our break, and I was just busting to remind you guys. Remember the Salt River wild horses? Well, all of a sudden, the Forest Service just starts putting up notices all around that at a certain day, they're going to just cull them all. They're going to capture them all and they're going to be sold off to slaughter. Like literally, that's pretty much what they said. So that didn't fly with Arizona and the people of Arizona and the people of the Salt River Wild Horse Management and the Salt River Wild Horse Fan Club and the Salt River Wild Horse groupies, and these horses are like super important to
Norton and Fly with one of the most popular hosts of the most popular morning show in the horse world.
Yeah, it didn't fly with
her either. No.
We actually go up and look at them. You can see them if you tube the Salt River, which is really popular to do. You'll see the horses along the route while you tube. I don't tube because that requires getting in water. So what I do is there's a little lake, and they kind of come down to the lake. It's like a little beach lake area. So we'll go and watch them, and it's really cool. I mean, just to see herds and herds of wild horses. But there's actually only like, there's less than 125 of them. So it's not like it's this massive overpopulation of horses. And they've been there. They know they've been there since 1890. So they didn't get the BLM protection. So that's why the Forest Service is like, yep, we're getting rid of them. I'm sure it's to graze some cattle out there, I'm sure. But anyway, people freaked out. The governor even got involved. Every single person in this whole entire state lost their mind. All over the world, people got involved just signing things. And so currently, the Arizona Attorney General's Office officially approved a partnership on Thursday, the 31st, between the State Department of Ag and the U.S. Forest Service. It fully enacts legislation signed by Governor Doug Ducey, making it officially illegal to harass, shoot, kill, or slaughter a horse that is part of the Salt River horse herd. So it is done. You mess with them, you mess with us, we will come get you. You will be arrested. We might shoot you back. I don't know. It could. But people like travel all over to see these horses. So it's, they're really special. And I'm just glad that they're protected now. The proposal was developed after that huge outcry. And again, they're saying that there's only about 100 horses around the herd. And it is funny. People follow them. You can see on the wild horse pages of like, hey, this horse looks a little bit lame. And they're like, oh, that's just Bubba. He's got a little, he had an old injury when he was 2 years old with a coyote. You know, I mean, people know these whole horses' lives and they track them. They photograph them. They're really important. So anyway, they are working on it, and they're actually going to start to do some PZP and do they will have a proposed management plan if they need it.
And I did notice that they're also going to put up fences to keep them away from the cattle. So I think you were absolutely right about that. They say, you know, to keep them from mingling with other livestock. And I think that's mostly to keep them, the areas from being overgrazed. Because you are.
I don't even know who the hell would graze this area. I mean,
I was
going
to say, there's not much there, is there? It's not, it's pretty deserty. No,
but there's a huge forest, and it's like the only forest, and to the Salt River kind of goes through the forest. So it is one of the only green places in Arizona. But geez, I can't even imagine you wanting to graze anything out there. But yeah, it's all about money.
Well, did you see, and we were going to talk about this with Leslie, but we have to talk about it anyway, because they do it every year. Eventing Nation, eventingnation.com, had the saves of 17. And what they're talking about is the eventers who had some miraculous saves during the year at horse shows. And what we mean by that is they've almost come off and up under the horse and managed to get back on. And
I think we talked to one of the girls that had the save. She jumped a jump and LL choked, and she jumped a jump. The horse bucked her off. She ended up sitting on the neck, got herself shimmied back, and she's like on his head. She got herself back in the tack and jumped the next jump.
Do you guys, you and Jennifer, you know, eventers, just cringe when you look at these, because that's some cringeworthy ones.
There's a lot of people that really like to watch the thrills and spills, you know, and things like that. I don't need a reminder of how dangerous what we do is. Just 2 days ago, I decided, I'm like, I need to jump Zeus. But he tends to, you know, he gets a little bit fast to fences. So I put a pole out in front of the jump 9 feet out, and then a pole after the jump 9 feet out. So they come in, they jump the pole, they put their front feet down, then their hind feet down, then they jump the jump. So it helps keep them very balanced on the approach to the fence. And I'm coming to it, and the first time over it, he jumps it super nice. Over the pole, jump the jump, over the second pole. Perfect. I come around the second time. This is the problem with Zeus. He tries to jump the whole damn thing at once. That's 18 feet wide. He's 15'1". And he, like, I think that if his body matched his heart, he'd be an Olympian. Like, if he physically could do the things in his brain he wanted to actually do, he'd be amazing. But unfortunately, he's limited by his stature and his physique and his breeding. So, dude, it was, I mean, it was one of the, if somebody had been photographing, it was heart-wrenching, heart attack worthy, you know, like crazy. The fence went everywhere. We almost fell. I was sitting on his neck. It was a disaster. And I stuck it. So I don't like looking at these because I've been that guy. But these are impressive nonetheless. Jennifer, have you had any crazy recoveries like these? Or do you just fall?
over the years, way lots of them. And like you, I do not watch the bloopers videos. No, yeah. I just too much sympathy pain. Don't watch those at all. No, I had a fun one the other day. I didn't tell Glenn about this. Along with
no better time.
Donkey. La 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 la. Yeah.
No better time.
Yeah, zombie donkeys.
He's on the couch anyway.
Just put yourself on there. Yeah. Along with zombie donkeys, I have discovered that Nigel is also basketball phobic.
How's that?
Yes.
Like a basketball on the ground, or well, somebody playing basketball?
Someone playing basketball. Someone had the nerve here in our neighborhood in Florida, the retirement capital of the world. Someone had the nerve to move into our neighborhood with children. And those children
oh
play basketball.
Oh, my God. How dare they?
Yes. And we were strolling along happily, riding on the buckle. First, never do that. Riding on the buckle around the neighborhood, relaxing walk. This is our regular route. We walk here all the time. It's
damn
quiet.
Kids. It's people coming in here.
And all of a sudden, I blink and I'm hanging on Nigel's neck while we gallop up a hill. Whee!
Oh,
that's fun.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like looking at him. I don't like knowing him. But what are you going to do now, Jennifer? What can you not walk around your neighborhood? Are you going to, like, Glenn? Amazon her a basketball.
It looks like I have to get a basketball.
Start dribbling outside the stall while he eats.
Yeah. We're going to have to do something, apparently.
Well, here's the scoop. Whenever I'm on that road, there's no riding on the buckle on that road.
Well,
and he remembers the little bugger. We turn down that road and his ears go up. He's snorting and dancing. It's like, that's where the basketball was!
You know,
so
what
are you on pavement when you're riding around, or is this like sand roads or what?
The roads are paved. Here's the fun part. As long as I know where the phobic items are going to be, I can get to the opposite side of the road and ride on the shoulder because they're very, very wide. They're like 12 feet wide and generally turf. So I can get onto those. The trick is not to get caught onto those while I'm on the pavement because that is a little dangerous. Yeah.
You remember when our first guest we had on back in November of 2010 was Jessica Phoenix, who had one of the most impressive falls we've ever seen at the WEG in 2010. And everybody's seen that. That video has been watched a million times. But I mean, that was one of the most impressive recoveries we've ever seen was from her. So, happens to the best of us for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, do you want to wrap things up today?
Let's do it.
You have anything else you wanted to chat about? You went and saw a couple movies. Let's do that real quick.
Okay. Well, I went to see, you're going to not believe this, but I've seen it twice now. I've seen Ferdinand the Bull twice.
Yeah, so we talked about whether we wanted to go to see it. Is there a lot of songs and singing and things?
There's no singing.
Yay! We can go see it, Jennifer.
There's no songs,
really?
But as a farm, like an equestrian or a person who knows anything about animals, like some of the things just seemed a little ridiculous. Well, obviously a hedgehog's driving a car, you know, through busy Spain, Madrid is obviously ridiculous, but
are the animals talking?
They talk to each other.
Well,
but then
that's kind of ridiculous
don't talk
too,
to
right? I mean,
there was a long list of ridiculous, but as a fighting bull, you know, you expect the fighting bulls in the yard to be giant fighting bulls. Well, one of them is a Highland cow. Another one is like a male milk cow. And that to me, I was like, okay, come on now. Yes, the Highland cows are cute, but a little Scottish, he wouldn't be in Madrid fighting bulls. So that was ridiculous. Otherwise, it was really, really good. And as it is with most cartoons, I don't do Pixar or any of those cartoons like on a scale of 1 to 5 flakes. It's how hard did I cry at the end of it? That's how I judge it. Like I went and saw Coco with Lucas. On a scale of 1 to 5, my crying was a 10 in the end of that one. Just really, oh God, really, really tough. The crying at the end of this one was a good solid 3 out of 5. Yeah. Wow. I got it.
Is there a movie you don't cry at?
Maybe a 4. I did not cry in the other one I saw, which was, I kind of did. Pitch Perfect 3.
Okay, you cried in Pitch Perfect 3?
I just got a little choked up at the end because you have to remember, like, I've been with these girls since they started college and started, singing in the group together. And at the end, it was the end of it. And they were all hugging and I got a little emotional. I was like, oh my God, it's like my friends. I'm losing my friends. So apparently I was not the only one that had that reaction, but I am... Chad has a nickname for me, and my nickname, I don't think I've ever told you this.
I'm ready. Let me write it down. Wait a minute. Are we recording? Again, write down. This is at an hour and 20 minutes, Jennifer.
Fighter pilots all have call signs. So a lot of times the wives end up getting call signs once they realize like personalities.
Can I guess? Can I take some guesses?
You will never get it.
Squishy mess.
Yeah, something like that. It's called Shem, S-H-E-M. Shem is my nickname or my call sign. And as with most call signs, they're acronyms for things. So my Shem stands for, and like this is on the back of a shirt, okay? It's on my coffee cup, says Shem on it because it stands for super high emotional maintenance.
I could probably come up with some other acronyms there. I'll work on that, okay?
I didn't ask for your help.
Mess. I would have changed that to mess at the end. I really would have. Super high emotional mess.
So, yes, in the Ferdinand cry factor, it was a good 3 to 4 out of 5, but short-lived. The Coco one, that one might have been a while. Like, that one might have ruined my day.
Okay, auditors, you can thank me later. I'm going to be posting for suggestions of what else we could make Shem for Jamie in the auditor room. You can thank me later. We'll be playing that little game today.
Don't participate. You know what? If you participate in this, all of those offers to come stay in my warm-ass house are done. Over.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Thank you for offering that, by the way.
Hey, Jennifer, do you have the clip of Glenn from this morning? Speaking of, we just need to play out our goals of 2018. I listed mine at the beginning of the show. Here is Glenn's, if we can play it.
Yeah, I think we need a reminder.
Idea I have, you both have to tell me no. No, no. Did I really
we
say
missed
that?
The beginning. Oh, do that again.
The next harebrained idea I have, you both have to tell me no. No, no.
Hey, Jamie, I got an idea. No, no,
no,
no, no.
This is not fair. Why would we record these shows? I don't know why we record them. I really don't.
No, no, no. All right. Spay, neuter, geld. Have a good one. I'm out.
We'll be back tomorrow. Normal Wednesday show.
God, again, 2 days in a row.
Jamie. I put back to work for you.
No. No. No.
But I have this idea.
No.